Hey, the dating advice guru is back in black. I'm literally wearing black today, even though you can't see it, because I feel like, well, I gotta get serious here. No, I don't gotta get serious. I gotta get more fun. And I gotta ask you, when is the last time you sent a dirty text message for him that was just for your pure fun? Dirty text messages are a great way to get a guy's attention, as you probably already know. In fact, today, on this very podcast, I'm gonna give you 7 dirty good text messages. Or are they good dirty text messages? I don't know. Either way, you're going to want to use them on him right now, right here and right now. But your faithful author here isn't going to just hand you words and tell you to send them out like crazy wild messages to all the guys, you know. That would actually be very irresponsible of me, or for anyone to tell you that, right? See, I do see a lot of sites that promise if you just send this sexy text tonight, you'll have them racing over to your house for a quickie. But I know that's not what you're focused on, because anybody can pull that off, right? I'm not gonna kid you, but if you came here hoping to get some filthy, vulgar little quotes to copy and paste into your phone, well, you're gonna be disappointed. But even if you got them from me, even if you got those nasty little telegrams from Sex Central there, you'd still feel that way, right? You'd still feel disappointed, because those texts aren't what a man really wants. If they worked, you wouldn't be Googling sexy texts to turn a man on, right? You'd just be using the same ones that were working on every other guy. Your goal is simply to flash him. That's all we're trying to do here. Kind of like when you give him a little flash of cleavage or leg or butt or whatever it is, and he rewards you with a look of lewd desire that makes you feel what? Makes you feel wanted, makes you feel desired. Now, before I get to these 7 dirty little texts that will get them hot for you, you need to know what your real goal is with all this. So the first thing I want you to do is this. Texting step number 1 is to figure out what result do you really want. Do you want him to just reply to you? Do you think he's about to ghost you and you want to win him back? Do you want to turn him on? Has he been a little bit elusive and cold lately? Do you want him to fall in love with you? What is it? Do you want him to fall in love with you? Because if you just send him dirty texts or sex without any idea of what result you want, you'll be shooting in the dark. And it's unlikely you're going to get what you hope for, all right? You're not going to bring down the big game if you're not going to aim that gun more precisely. So take a few seconds to really think about what you imagine him doing when he reads your text. And then think about what it would take to motivate him with your words to do that. Ask yourself the big question of why are you sending this text? Knowing the answer to that will tell you way more than any text messages that I'll be feeding you here. I'm going to give you some. Don't worry. All right, texting step number 2. Don't let it get too dirty in your text. One of the big mistakes that many women make when they're sending dirty text messages to a guy is that they get a little too raw. Here's a secret. Guys don't like hearing anything remotely resembling porn scripts outside of a naughty movie, or when you two are in the bedroom, all right? That's where he kind of wants those things sequestered. Remember, it's the contrast of dirty girl, good girl that drives us men wild. And we want to re-corrupt you over and over again. That's part of the fun of our working towards getting your heart, right? So your texts should only hint at what you might be thinking about. Men have no problem taking things down to a dirty road. We can do that no problem. It's kind of what we've been doing since we were 5 or 6 years old. Yeah, believe it or not, really that early. So it's up to you to just show us a door of opportunity. We will do the rest. So start off mysterious and only hint at the dirty thoughts that are running through your brain. All right, texting step number 3, keep things natural. Keep your texting as in the moment as you can. You want any dirty or regular text that you send to feel like it sprang out of your day organically, right? It's not something you planned. Guys have a very keen sense of when something is being thrown at us just to manipulate us. So don't send them a dirty text if you're not really feeling a little bit randy. Randy, baby, yeah. Men know that women don't think about sex quite as much as we do. So we're gonna find it an occasional delight if you do text us something inspirational, as long as well as sexual. But we'll also suspect something if you send sexy messages to us too often. Something won't seem quite right. So you want a few dirty texts that will get them to think about you, some dirty texts that will get them in the mood for love. Here you go. We're gonna start off with, Sexy text message for him. Number one, do you think side boob is sexy? Sure, you can even ask him about under boob or anything that basically mentions boobs, because that will immediately make a man space out and go into the breast zone. The word itself, boobs, just, it makes us relish the thought of wallowing in all that warm squishiness. Sorry, I just got lost there for a second in my thoughts. Anyway, so any text with a hint of boob in it is going to be a good thing, especially if you can make him think about yours. All right? Sexy text number two, if I was with you, I would have my hands under the blanket right now. Yeah, send this one at bedtime and just count on one hand how long it takes for a response from him. Again, you're not going to be filthy, right? You're only going to hint at what might happen if you were there. The beauty of texting is that it's all one great big tease. It's all one giant fascination ploy, something to get him thinking about you. And that always works to your favor. You're trying to stir up trouble, not start it just yet. Sexy, sorta dirty text for him, number three. I can feel waves of heat coming off my body right now. Ooh, that's a good one. That sizzles. Use sensory images to get him going. Anytime he can imagine the sensation of what you're saying, that will double the impact of your text. That text isn't even all that sexual. I mean, you could have just finished working out for all he knows. That's where the heat's coming from, but he won't care. He'll just want to know one thing. What is it that's making you hot? And where is all that heat? Where does he go to warm his hands on it? Which leads us to the next sexy text message for him that will get him turned on. Dirty text message to make him hotter than Alabama asphalt. Number four, I'd invite you over, but I don't know if I can keep my hands to myself. Again, you just want to leave him thinking about what that possibly means, but not telling him. You're not getting specific here. He's a big boy. He can figure it out for himself, right? Which brings me to actually a more important thing, which is how you answer a man who questions your text back at you. You should never explain your text to a man. I see women fall into this trap all the time. For example, she sends him a text that's, I don't know, deliberately ambiguous or doesn't say very much or just hints at something, right? You're trying to be a little coy. And then he'll send back something that says, what do you mean? And then she proceeds to freak out, thinking that he's seriously asking her what that text actually means. He knows what it means. And if he doesn't, well, let him stew on it until he does. It's not your job to fill in the space in between your two IQ levels here, okay? The best thing you can do is to leave him wondering about you or something you said to him, right? Or wondering what you meant by that. Obviously, you don't want to be purposely confusing here. That's not what we're saying. Obviously, you don't want to be purposely confusing. Just give him enough to chew on that he's thinking about you when you're not around, all right? The key, by the way, to getting a man to fall in love with you is to get him to think about you when you're not there. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that at the end of this, so stick around with me. This is important stuff. Sexy text message for him, number five. I love it when you hold my arms over my head. Now, this assumes he's done this in bed with you already, but it works great even when he hasn't. You see, men have domination fantasies the same way you do. But in our oversensitive snowflake culture, we men are a little bit scared to put that sort of thing out there, right? So if you can make these moments of light bondage okay for us, well, we'll pay you back with lusty fantasies and serious sheet-shredding action. Say that one five times fast, I dare you. Sheet-shredding action, sheet-shredding action. Sexy text message for him, number six. What's happening? Hot stuff? Sometimes the best thing that you can send is just a conversation starter that's fun and flirty. No huge sexual innuendo here. But when a girl calls a guy hot stuff, she's gonna make him happy. And that always leads to sexy times when it comes to a guy's thinking. This one is just nicely flirty in all the right ways. This text is also a bit of trivia for movie geeks too, okay? You know what this is? Yeah, it's what Long Duk Dong said to Molly Ringwald in 16 Candles. Anyway, see if he catches that one. Sexy text message for him, number seven. You're the man. Never underestimate how horny you can make a man by simply affirming him as a strong masculine presence for you. Men almost never get this kind of simple recognition and affirmation about his manliness. Okay? It never happens. It really doesn't. If he is a man, the best thing you can do to get him acting like one is to tell him that you see that sexy masculinity bubbling just under the surface, just waiting to ravage you in the bedroom. So what do you think? Could you use any of these texts with your boyfriend? You've got 160 characters in a single text. Use them well. You can text these ones to him or say them over the phone, and you'll make him so obsessed with you that he'll beg you to drop that phone and share a sweaty hour or two between the sheets. And if you like this article on naughty texts, and if you like this little podcast on naughty texts to send him, I got something that is even better. Remember how I was telling you that the key is to get a man fascinated with you, to get him thinking about you when you're not there? It's true. It's the mechanism that creates a really deep connecting love between a man and a woman. And most women don't understand that this is how guys work. So go on over and check out my latest presentation. I've got this really cool little video I made on how to talk to a man to make him fall for you. It's about his obsession switch. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession. This is going to be an eye-opener for you. If you've ever wondered what it is that makes men fall for women and why they go so crazy over some women and not for others, this explains it. datingadviceguru.com/obsession. And I'll be talking again next week. This is Carlos, the Carlos of the Cavallo. What do I want you to do this week? That's right. Say it with me. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.